Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Beal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Veal out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Kaline steals third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Daly scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Coot Veal. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amoros moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Posada strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill Fisher now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Daly moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into Fernandez, who tags Tuttle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Daly scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.